You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I'm back! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
God, man, we've got some losers at our chat at times. I blame Matias for this as well. You got to figure out how to boot people out again, bro. Not that I really care. I don't care for me. I care for other people in the chat. It's just annoying. It's like, dude, like seriously. I'd say call a hooker or something, but you don't have enough money for that. So I don't know. Like, go online or something. But thanks for joining us. Thank you for joining us. All right, so yeah, I'm fired up. College football. We got the Big E, Eric Cohen, going to be stepping up and in with us in a couple of minutes' time. Look forward to Cohen. So I also look forward to the start of the college football season, and I got a lot of stuff. So yeah, you got your bachelor party, Matias. What's your bachelor party? Labor Day weekend, right? So that's that September 2nd weekend, right? So when's the big party? Like Saturday night?
Yeah, bachelor party.
What's the plan? You know, you got like a million things planned or something like that?
No, yeah, it's the best man's job. My boy Fernie, he's going to be taking care of it. But yeah, we got pool party and stuff like that. Yeah, Fernando.
Ferns on top of things.
His name is Fernie, the best man, Fernie.
And yeah, I was going to be in Vegas the week before, but I feel bad now. I'm like, you know. You only get, hope I was gonna say you only get married once. It's not true, but some people, but for you, hopefully.
That's what they say. We'll see.
I was gonna say, it's kind of a big deal. I'm like, you know, I'll feel like a jerk going to Vegas the week before Matthias' bachelor party and say, I can't make it, I'm just there. But yeah, it's the week one of college football. You pick quite the week here, bro. Like, you know. That's sort of the thing. Like, I'll be honest with you, I'll sort of combine the both, Matthias. Like, I'll watch the games all day Saturday, and you guys can do your thing, but I'll come out on the Saturday night for a little party. You know what I mean?
Oh, it's a great weekend. Now we get to be in the atmosphere at the sports book, catching all the games on Saturday. Gabe, I'm thrilled.
Yeah, yeah.
It's one of the best weekends to be there.
Yeah, but you're not going to walk around like one of those dudes on the strip and stuff, like getting married or whatever and all that stuff, are you? Like, I can't be part of that.
I don't think so.
I can't be part of that.
That's not our style. That's not our style. Yeah.
If you're going to a strip club, I'll be part of that. Like, that's just, I'll be like, listen, guys, I'm going to meet your boy Fernando. I'll say, what time are you guys going to the Spearman Rhino? I'll meet you over there. Utah and Florida. Now, like you said, it's Vegas. It's going to be off the hook. Quite a weekend. Utah and Florida that weekend. That's the big game that day, Utah and Florida. There's other big ones. NC State, East Carolina, Cincinnati, Arkansas. Oh, yeah, Notre Dame and Ohio State. So I said about Harbaugh earlier. So Harbaugh, listen, I'm not criticizing Harbaugh for his pro-life stance. Or it's pro-life's not even the right to whatever. I'm not, you know what I mean? He's free to his opinion. All right, so that's not my take. So what's Nick Saban's take on abortion? What's Ryan Day's take on abortion? I don't know. They're busy coaching their football teams, right? Like, bro, like, how about you win a championship? Like, you know what I mean? You beat Ohio State once, man, and now, you know, I'm going to the Vikings, I'm doing this. Now you're doing pro-life, like, speeches and stuff. What, are you running for governor? Are you a football coach? Seriously. Like, the number one thing that football coaches always tell the kids on the team and players on the team in the NFL is, don't be a distraction. Well, I don't know, coach. You're a freaking distraction. Getting tired of it, to be honest. Like, you're a troublemaker, Harbaugh. This marriage is starting to upset me. Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. All right, let's do this thing. I was going to go off on a little Harbaugh rant, but I don't want to, like, whatever.
I used to talk about a lot of things, and I'm not one of these, like, stick-to-sports guys. Things you got an opinion on, like, something that's really, really, you know what I mean? But, like, if you're a college football coach, like, just talk about college football, right? Like, if you're Jim Harbaugh. So Harbaugh's giving speeches and stuff, and, like, you know, and coaches are always talking about, like, not being a distraction. There's some things, like, don't get involved with. You know what I'm saying? Don't get involved with. You know, like, there's some things. If you're a football coach, just, like, talk about football. And Harbaugh's not just talking about football. Speaking of football, the countdown, the kickoff is on. Notre Dame! Notre Dame and Ohio State. I'm going to tell you, man. We'll be looking at you getting 14.5 points with the Irish in this game. Rudy, total is 58. What a great game to start the season. Notre Dame and Ohio State. So Ohio State are 14.5. We just want to get it up to date with the point spreads here as it's rapidly approaching. The Ducks are getting 17.5 against Georgia, and I'll be taking that. I'll be taking the Ducks. Georgia lost, bro. Like, they lost half their team. I get it. Oh, you see the recruiting. Yes, I get it. How many teams repeat as champions? Never. Like, you know what I mean? Well, you know what I mean? Even Saban doesn't repeat. Like, it's hard to repeat. How many teams repeat as champions? Another thing is, too, they're not Alabama. They're not Clemson. Like, yeah, you're Georgia. You're good. You won the title last year. You were stacked. Everything fell into place for you. And, you know, they're still really, 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 really good. So I'm not sitting here telling you that Georgia's not a great team. But they lost their defensive coordinator, who's now the coach right now with the Ducks. If there's anybody that knows the system and the program, what are they going to change everything? No. Right? And you got Bo Nix out here right now. I think the 17.5 points is too many points. Florida State and LSU. I hope LSU lose every game for the next 10 years as well. And until Brian Kelly leaves. My family, he dropped it now. He said, oh, I have, like, many accents. Nah, you're just a jackass. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.
Hey, guys. Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
.com.
Late Night Anger Management Class continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. Throwing it down on Sirius XM Channel 159 on Mighty 1090 ESPN Radio. Let's bring in a former partner in crime now with TSN, Edge. Kicked it with us on Hardcore Sports Radio, Sirius Satellite Radio Channel 98. The Big E, Eric Cohen, steps up and in. What's going on, Cohen? Always a pleasure. How you doing?
Always a pleasure, my friend. How you doing, Gabe?
So, Cohen, you were in Vegas last week. Have you recovered yet? What's this Vegas trip about? What happened? Who'd you go to Vegas with? Tell us about the Vegas trip.
Yeah, you know what? A few friends celebrating some birthdays and milestones. Went down with a group of 21 people. It was a free-for-all. Man, I tell you. I mean, I used to go to Vegas every year, obviously. Then COVID hit and hadn't been since COVID. Yeah, just a nonstop party. You know, I did a couple, saw the Chainsmokers at the Encore Beach Club. It was a great time. Unfortunately, a few women got a little too out of control and were taken out in handcuffs, but it is what it is. It's Vegas.
We're at the Chainsmokers concert.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They got
things got wild. Poolside?
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. It's amazing.
Oh, where's the video footage? That's the type of stuff you got to bust the camera out quickly.
You're right. But Vegas is crazy now. Like, they are so, You know, everybody's doing a little bit of everything. They don't allow like gum in the clubs anymore and mints and, you know, with all the edibles and everything else that you can do down there right now. It's they're just like you can't walk without some sort of a metal detector and security checks. And oh yeah, it's just I guess everyone tries everything to get as messed up as possible. And it's definitely a different look than it was before COVID. That's for sure.
The new, it's getting old. Vegas is flipping you out now. It's freaking you out. You're too old for Vegas.
I know.
That you know.
You're right. I mean, back in my day, you know, if I was at a, you know, crazy party and there's 1,000 people around and everyone's on, you know, doing whatever, it's no big deal. But now it's just like, you know, you just feel like you're being watched. Everything you're doing, it's it does freak you out a little bit.
You know, one thing with Vegas. Listen, Vegas, it has changed, obviously.
Yeah.
From what it once was, just it's always been a crazy place, but now, you know, you are right. I mean, it's such a big. There's so many tourists there, and everything's just so big, and everything's just bigger, right? It is a crazy atmosphere there. We're gonna be there. Well, we were there for the NFL draft broadcasting, but we'll be back before Formula One. But that's gonna be the next major thing there. Not to mention the Super Bowl there. In 2 years, but yeah, Vegas is just massive, man, with the amount of people and traffic now and everything else.
I can only imagine what the Super Bowl is going to be like when it's there. That's going to be, I mean, we were there for the Penn GSP fight years ago, and we were there for Super Bowl. It was the Steelers Arizona Super Bowl. I was there with you and Cam and the hardcore group, and that was intense. And the game wasn't there. I can only imagine what it was.
Vegas is already packed with Super Bowl Sunday already.
Yeah,
and that's the thing, and also. If the Super Bowl is in whatever Miami or the Super Bowl in New Orleans, not too many people are going to go if they're not going to the game, right? They're not going to say, oh, let's go and hang out in Miami all week because the Super Bowl is there. People will do that with Vegas. Like people will say, hey, the Super Bowl's in Vegas. Let's just watch it at the sports book in Vegas. It's like being there, right? And it's like a lot of people would rather be in a book at the game anyways. They'll be like, oh, it's perfect. The Super Bowl's here.
Yeah.
So we get the Super Bowl vibe all week with the festivities. And then we just watch the game at our favorite sports book on Sunday. It really is going to be over the top. All right. So, Cole, a lot of stuff to get to here. Yeah. Major League Baseball All-Star break. What'd you think of the festivities in the All-Star game?
I thought it was really well done. I really liked a lot of things they did. I thought it was great that the commissioner got Pujols and Miggy into the game. I think it was great. The mic'd up stuff was awesome. I mean, you know, as a Blue Jay fan, that Alec Manoah's got a really warm, friendly personality, but seeing him mic'd up and talking to John Smoltz as he's striking out guys, and you know, this the way he's down the middle, no problem, you're gone. All right, that's 3 Ks. Just funny stuff. I really enjoyed it. You know, I thought that the Kershaw Ohtani stuff at the top was great. You know, Ohtani says I'm going to swing first pitch, singles Kershaw then with a, you know, just a vicious pickoff move to erase them just like that. And great to see Kershaw and Betts, you know, be able to play in their home stadium. And just a really enjoyable game. And obviously as a Blue Jay fan, awesome to see 6 Blue Jays there because, you know, for the most part, I think it's been a pretty disappointing first half of the year. Obviously, you know, Charlie Montoya was the one who fell on the sword for a team that really didn't deliver much in the first half, but to see 6 guys there from Toronto was also pretty cool for me.
So Montoya does bite the bullet, replaced by John Schneider. What did you do? Did you agree with the move, and how do you feel about the Jays moving forward right now? Because they are still in the playoffs, right? They are there.
Yeah.
And I would expect them to probably be pretty aggressive. We'll get to Juan Soto in a couple of moments, but did you agree with Montoya getting fired?
I do. You know, I think in pro sports, the way everything is now, a manager, a leader, a coach, you got a shelf life. You know, after a couple years, the same message gets old. People start tuning it out. I think Montoya was the right manager for this team growing up. He was a you know, friends with the players. They really liked them and wanted to play for them. But, you know, the difference is when expectations are what they are going into this year and the Blue Jays are being, you know, they're a World Series favorite and they're a favorite to come out of the American League. And like I said, I mean, you're 13 games back of the Yankees. That's not acceptable. Somebody's got to pay the price. And I don't think Obviously, it's going to be Shapiro and Atkins. So, I mean, what choice do you have? You have to make the change. Schneider knew all these guys growing up. He managed them in the minors. He's been waiting, and a lot of talk was that if the Jays didn't promote him, he would have gone somewhere else. So they wanted him to be the guy. This was the right time. It's very rare for this organization to fire someone midseason. It's unprecedented. It never happens. But this
especially a guy that got fired who was in the playoffs when he got fired.
That's right.
Like, so, okay, we're in last place. I get it. They were trending in the wrong direction, and Baltimore were catching up. I get it. But let's just be known. They fired a guy who had a winning record and who was in a playoff spot.
But the expectations weren't to be in a wild card
You're
spot.
Right.
They were expected to win the division, and they were nowhere close to that.
Nobody thought the Yankees were going to be 36 games over 500 at the break. But at the same point in time, the Blue Jays did underperform in the first half.
They did. They did. And I you know what? I demand accountability from my favorite sports.
Go on. You're not playing around. You're like, yeah, he deserved it. And you want, who's next? Shapiro and Atkins now. If it doesn't work, you want accountability.
Well, you know, as a Leaf fan, you talk about it all the time. A team that hasn't won a playoff series in 2004, right?
Like, well, that's another story, Cole. How do you feel about that goalie situation? You were in Vegas. What the hell are they doing?
You go 18 years without winning a playoff round. You know, some heads have to roll. And in the case of the Blue Jays, you're right. They're in a playoff spot, but they did not meet where the expectations were. It did not look like they were going to get there. There were a lot of issues, you know, on the field, I think, with sort of the inmates running the asylum, you know.
The lack of discipline.
Yeah, things were happening that shouldn't be happening. So I like Montoyo. I think he's a good man. I think he's you know, a decent enough manager. But he probably never gets another job, and so be it. I mean, this team needs to win, and I agree with you. Shapiro and Atkins are going to be very aggressive. They need another arm. They need another arm in their bullpen. And I think they're going to go out and get it because of the expanded playoffs. You're right. The Blue Jays will make the playoffs. Basically, you have four teams, Toronto, Boston, Tampa Bay, and Seattle. And three of those four teams will make the playoffs.
Which
you just
got
to make sure you have the odd team out.
Yeah. So out of those spots, I'm kind of starting to think it's the Red Sox that fake, because I don't think the Mariners are getting worse with Julio Rodriguez as the year goes on.
Right.
Hey, these guys are hot, bro.
Yeah, Julio Rodriguez, what a star. I mean, like, you know, maybe we have to look into the home run derby format, because it just seems...
Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, Lady Luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just $10.
$10 for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Every year, you got one guy who goes off in the first round. He's incredible. But then, he does, you know, you could win by one or you could win by 20, and you got nothing left in the later round. So you hate to see those guys.
Reminiscent of Vlad Jr. a couple years ago. He hit 91 home runs one night and didn't win. That went down well. All right. More with the biggie, Eric Cohen, on the other side. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Twisted Tuesday continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Dave Morency, SiriusXM Channel 159 on the Sports Grid Radio Network. Shout out to the 50,000-watt juggernaut up and down the SoCal coast. Let's do this thing. The Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. All right, let's get to the Juan Soto sweepstakes right now. A lot of people do believe Cohen, the Big E era Cohen, TSN Edge, kicking with us, former partner in crime on Sports Rage. You know, what, about 10, 15 years ago? 15 years ago. A lot of eras and chapters, but Cohen's been part of it. Listen, the Dodgers can do it if they want to do it. They've got the deepest pool of prospects. They got seven of the top 100 players. They could pull it off. They have the money. San Diego have been linked with Soto quite a bit, and we've seen they've been very aggressive with the Machado signing. They tried to get Scherzer. They tried to get Trey Turner. They're going to try to get Soto. They're going to be in the mix. People have talked about Seattle. People have talked about Texas, and a lot of people are talking about the Toronto Blue Jays as well. The Blue Jays have the prospects to make it happen. And the Blue Jays also have the deep enough pockets to make it happen. If they needed to and wanted to and got aggressive, the Blue Jays could get Juan Soto. And I'm sure the Nationals would prefer to send Juan Soto to an American League team anyways. You wanted accountability for the Blue Jays. Do you want Juan Soto for the Blue Jays now? Do you think they should be uber aggressive and do this?
You know, the problem with that, Gabe, is they're going to have to pay Bo Bichette and Vlady Guerrero in a couple years, right? So I just don't know.
He's better than Bichette is. You're not getting
rid of
Guerrero.
Yeah, no, I understand that. But, I mean, I understand they got the money. But, I mean, like, eventually these guys are going to be up. And it's what's it going to cost you? $420 million. It's going to cost
more than
you
that. Probably about 480 to five.
Oh God! Wow.
Well, five's a bit much because people are going, "Oh my God, five. Even you, not even your money, and you're squinting. Colin's flipping right now. Oh God! It's four. Let's call it 475. Let's call it 475. Moreno's got to be part of the package.
Yeah.
He's part. He's gone. Right. So they'll be like, "All right, Moreno, and what else you got for us?" Right.
Well, I don't mind Gabriel Moreno because, you know, you already have, obviously. Well,
Kirk's been the steal, right? He's been the find. The all-star tonight.
Right. You got Kirk and Jansen. So, you know, that's okay. But it's going to cost you a lot. It's going to cost you big bucks. And let's be honest. I mean, sometimes these big contracts, like you look at Mike Trout. I mean, Mike Trout, widely considered best player in baseball, signs for almost $500 million, can't stay healthy. Fernando Tatis signs the monster deal in San Diego. Hasn't played all year. Been hurt. That's the risk. It's just such a risk to invest this amount of prospects and this amount of money into a ball player and to know that one thing happens and that investment goes up in smoke. And I personally think it's too much. I don't know if Juan Soto can, and I understand he's so young and the upside's so high. I don't know if Juan Soto would put this team over the top based on what you'd have to give up to get him. I really don't know. So obviously he's going to go to a big market. You know, the Yankees have
already. What's your prediction? Where do you think he ends up? I don't know. I keep thinking the Dodgers. Yeah. But I'm not so sure the Dodgers want to commit to all this money. They just paid Freeman. They're paying Betts. They got to pay Trey Turner. And like you just said, I think some teams, like if you're a Blue Jay, you're thinking, man, we don't really need another bat. We need some pitching, right? Like exactly. If we're going to spend money on anybody, let's get a pitcher in here.
Yeah, the Dodgers didn't want to pay Seager last offseason, right? So,
but that's because they wanted to pay Turner. Right. I think they couldn't. Right. They figured, well, between the two of you. You know what it is with the Dodgers, too, Colin? Well, it could take them out. The Dodgers hate long-term deals, bro.
No, listen, the Dodgers traded for Machado and then let him walk and didn't re-sign him, right?
They offered Seager a deal, but it was like 4 years. They said, we're not going past four, right?
Yeah, that's the thing. I think a lot of, and the Blue Jays are like that too. When the Jays gave Springer 6 years, $150 million, that was like the biggest free agent deal they've given. So they're not the kind of team that's going to pony up a $450 million contract. Very few teams will do that. You know what? Just I'll take a flyer. I'll guess the Cubs. I'll say the Cubs are willing to spend the money and just to try to expedite
Cubs. The long shot out of nowhere. The Cubs. You said I like it.
Yeah. Well, big market. You know, they could. They're. You know, they won the World Series a few years ago. They tore it all down, trading Rizzo and Bryant. And you know, obviously they spent some money last offseason. So why not? I mean, obviously I think the Yankees is the obvious choice. But I mean, when you're already paying, you got to pay Judge there, right? And Stanton makes a boatload of money. So it's really hard to think of a team that can take on that type of contract.
The big year, Eric Collins. Kick with us, I am Gabriel Moretz. All right, Cone, I want to get into some football before we get into the CFL. We've been talking NFL, man. We're basically 2 weeks away. So FanDuel has the props up. Best regular season record, worst regular season record. I'll start with the best regular season record. The Buffalo Bills plus 450. Tampa Bay Buccaneers plus 500. Green Bay Packers 7-1. Chiefs 9-1. Rams 9-1. Cowboys 10-1. You know, Cone, when you look at the odds for the Buffalo Bills to win the Super Bowl, and you look at the odds here, I almost like this better. I actually do believe that the Buffalo Bills are going to be hungry and want to get the best record. Listen, me and Cohen are both Bills fans. We know we've just lost 2 years in a row in Kansas City, bro. Got to change the narrative. Got to get home field. How do you do that? By winning in a regular season. I like this bet, Cohen, plus 450. I'd rather take this than to win the Super Bowl. Buffalo Bills, plus 450, best regular season record, agree or disagree?
100% agree. And, you know, the Kansas City, you know, they take a step back losing Tyreek Hill, and then they also take a step back because the rest of the division takes a step forward. Denver and the Chargers and the Raiders will probably all be better than what they were last year. So that affects the Chiefs. Really, in that division, they're just going to beat the crap out of each other. You know, AFC South, I mean, Tennessee takes a huge step back. The Colts are decent, but they're nowhere close to the Bills. And then in the North, you can't expect the Bengals are going to, you know, repeat what they did. The Ravens are good, but, you know, not great. And so, yeah, I mean, you take a look at what else there is in the AFC. I don't think there's anyone close. And the NFC is just, they're so stacked with so many good teams that, again, will just beat up on each other. Buffalo's got that advantage of playing in a, you know, relatively weak division. Obviously, the Jets are still rebuilding, and, you know, the Dolphins are getting better, but they're not where the Bills are. And same with the Patriots. I mean, you saw what happened to the Patriots when they ran to Buffalo in the playoffs, right? So, yeah, I think it's a great bet. I think Buffalo definitely has got a great shot to be the best team. The fact that they are favored on the road against the Rams tells you that Buffalo's probably going to be favored in every one of their games this year until they clinch something, right? Like, who's going to be favored against the Bills this year?
That's a good point. The fact that they're favored against the defending Super Bowl champions on opening night on the road says it all.
Yeah.
All right. Worst regular season record. Houston Texans are the favorites at plus 350. Falcons 4-1. Seahawks 7-1. Jets 8-1. Jags 9-1. Carolina Panthers 10-1. My pick is the Chicago Bears, Cohen, to be the worst team in the National Football League. What's your guess? Who's going to be the worst team in the league in a regular season?
I'm going to say the Atlanta Falcons. I just don't think they have much of anything. Obviously, the division, you got to play Tampa. Carolina could be improved. We'll see what Baker Mayfield's got. And, you know, the Saints are obviously a lot better. So, yeah, I'll go with the Falcons. I think Houston is the rightful plus 350 favorite there because they've got very, very little, but the Falcons are right there with them. So at 7-1, there's more value taking Atlanta.
The Texans are bad, but they're so bad they screw themselves by winning three or four games every year, not getting the top pick. You know what I mean? That's like the Texans' way. It's like, yeah, we're terrible, but let's win two of our last three games to drop a cut. Like, this is what they do all the time.
They swept Jacksonville last year so they could avoid getting the first overall pick.
That's what I'm saying. You know what? But players never tank, right? The organization might want them to lose, but we've seen that with the Dolphins, right? We saw it a couple of years ago. They're like, just lose. We're cutting everybody. Lose.
Flores lost his winning. Job because he refused
exactly.
to lose. Yeah.
You're not a team player. It's like, we told you. We were trying to get a top pick here, right? And you're screwing it up for us.
That's right.
You're screwing it up. All right. So CFL football, Cole, before we get you out of here, we got a doubleheader. A doubleheader, man. This CFL season's flying by. Here we go into week 7 right now. Montreal Alouettes and the Ottawa Red Blacks on Thursday night. Get things started. The Alouettes are minus 2.5, 135 on the money line. The over-under is 48 at FanDuel. Hamilton Tiger Cats in Vancouver against the Lions. BC Lions minus 8, total 51.5. What do you think about the Thursday night doubleheader?
I'm going to take Ottawa plus the points to get their first win. I mean, Montreal blowing that game to Edmonton at home last week is just so deflating. Ottawa, you know, obviously no Jeremiah Mazzoli, but, you know, they've been in there. They've been close. They probably should have beaten Hamilton on the road last week. So I like them getting points at home against Montreal. I just feel like, you know, right now that whole East Division is crap, and it's a crap shoot. And I think Ottawa gets it done plus the points. And in the late game, too many points. Your Lions probably win, but I'll take 8 points with Dane Evans. You got to hope he figured out something with that last-minute drive against Ottawa last week. And still think Hamilton's got some talent. So I'll take 8 points with the Tiger Cats in the late game.
Montreal at Ottawa, 7 p.m. Eastern time on ESPN+, 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 o'clock Pacific, Hamilton and BC on ESPN Plus. Friday night, Winnipeg at Edmonton on ESPN 2. And then Saturday, a rematch, Cohen Toronto, this time in Saskatchewan on ESPN News. We got about 30 seconds. What do you think about the other two games?
I love Toronto. I think it's a bad line. I know Saskatchewan's a really good home team, but they got COVID when they were in the Maritimes, and we don't know who's not playing, who's playing. We know Cody Fajardo is 50-50 and was limping around and threw three picks and a pick six and is not playing at a high level. And we know Duke Williams probably gets suspended for throwing his helmet last week, too. So I think Toronto's a great play. Way too many points.
Hey, guys. Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I think the Argos can win that game outright. So I love Toronto +6, down to +5.5 now. But that's definitely my favorite play.
The Big E, Eric Cohen. Excellent stuff as always, Cohen. Good to have you back from Vegas. Thanks for taking the time to be with us.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
My name's Bobby, and I am an addict.
Hey, Bobby. Hi, Bobby.
You know, you folks aren't here because you're gamblers. You are here because you are terrible gamblers.
Okay, Bobby.
These folks don't need to stop doing what they're doing. They just need to get better at it.
Bobby's right. Bobby's right. We've had a better couple of weeks than we've had as of late. Although we did hit Juan Soto in a home run derby last night, although that feels like it was 2 years ago. That's life. All right, I am Gabriel Morenci. So speaking of Juan Soto, this is a crazy story, and let's just call it out for what it is. The Washington Nationals are a disgrace. The Washington football team, Commanders, or whatever the hell they are called, are a bigger disgrace. The entire, like, let's just call it out for what it is. The entire, like, city, the District of Columbia, does it produce anything good? Is there a bigger scumbag per square foot ratio in the country than the District of Columbia? Between Daniel Snyder, the lowlife scumbag politicians, and their hangers on. It's just like total filth. Like, there's nothing redeeming about that city. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, Daniel Snyder and the Washington football team, they're an embarrassment. There's literally like urine and like people, like there's literally like leaks of urine and feces that fall on the fans in the stadium, and he laughs and does nothing. He gets called to testify in front of Congress and just says, you know what, screw you. And we heard a story about Daniel Snyder informing people, informing his employees to pour sour milk in hard to place, you know, hard places to find in the owner of the Mark Warner, the owner of the Lerner, the, what's his name? What's the guy's name? The Nationals owner. He's selling the team. Was it Lerner? Mark Lerner? I think he was with the Cosby Show or something, wasn't it? I guess I told you, it's all coming full circle here. Yeah, Mark Lerner. So yeah, so the story that Daniel Snyder told the people, his workers, his goons, to pour sour milk in Mark Lerner's private box at Washington football games because he didn't like them and he wanted to smell bad. That's like the type of city that they're operating, their operation down here. So let's talk about Juan Soto. I cannot believe this happened. And we're going to get to the Oakland Athletics. I defended you the other night. Just move your sorry asses. Just move. Juan Soto had to fly commercial from Washington to the All-Star game. They refused to pay for his flight. He represented them. You're a Major League Baseball team. You're a Major League Baseball team with somebody representing you in the All-Star game. He flew commercial and got stuck in the airport. Scott Boras confirmed to USA Today, to Bob Nightingale, that Soto arrived in Los Angeles early Monday morning following the Nationals game against the Atlanta Braves in Washington on Sunday. The Atlanta Braves chartered a plane to Los Angeles for their players. The Washington Nationals did not. The Atlanta Braves arrived 5 hours earlier than Juan did. You know why? Because their team chartered a plane. Juan Soto had to fly on a commercial flight and wait in an airport for 2.5 hours and get here at 1:30 in the morning and have to compete in a home run derby. It's something the Major League Baseball did not take care of, and it's something that the Washington Nationals did not take care of. He went on to win the home run derby. I'm blown away by this. I'm blown away. And now, you know, we'll get back to the Atlanta Braves in a second, but I'm not going to call it the Braves because they don't know. You know what I mean? I don't know. Like, they don't, you know? But get this. The Oakland Athletics did the same thing. Oakland Athletic pitcher Paul Blackburn was in Houston because the Athletics played Houston. He was in Houston. And the Houston, says in Houston, the Athletics refused to fly him to the All-Star game. He's representing your sorry ass franchise, jackasses. Was he wearing Oakland Athletic gear? Was he wearing an Athletic jersey? This is an embarrassment. I'd say the league should do something, but Rob Manfred's an embarrassment. You have Major League Baseball players, what, are they going to hitchhike next time? Hey, it's in Seattle next year. You better, like, hitch a ferry ride. Get a boat. Get your own boat. Like, seriously, every time Major League Baseball takes a couple of steps forward, they take, like, 13 steps back. This is some minor league, bush league crap. You have an all-star, a World Series champion in Juan Soto, and you don't fly him to the All-Star game. He's got to pay for himself to go to the All-Star game? Was he wearing Nationals gear when he was there? Are you kidding me? And so get this. The Oakland Athletics told Pete Blackburn, you're on your own to get to the All-Star game. The Houston Astros found out about it and offered him a ride on their charter plane. The Houston Astros chartered, got a private plane for their All-Stars to go to the All-Star game. Like any other professional franchise should. Let me deem professional. You're a disgrace, Washington. You're the ones that should be urinated on from the urinals of the Washington football train wreck. You think Juan Soto's getting traded? Yeah, I wouldn't go back. I wouldn't go back. I'm dead serious. Like, I'm serious now. I'm not even just saying this as a radio type thing. I wouldn't go back now if I was Soto. I'd be like, I'd tell them, listen, make the deal. Like, I'm done. I'm sitting out. I don't feel well. My groin hurts. Yeah, I tell them my back hurts from the plane that I took. I can't play on Friday. And then whatever. It still hurts on Monday. And basically the trade deadline's in 2 weeks. So I wouldn't play for them ever again if I was him. You leave me? I tell you once, I was given a bad hotel room. I nearly walked. And I'm not Juan Soto. All right. So, like, I'm dead. I'm not just saying. If I was Juan Soto, I wouldn't put on a Nationals uniform ever again. You're going to make me fly commercial from Washington to L.A. to play in an All-Star game when I'm wearing your sorry-ass loser franchise's gear? As if. All right, I'll do it, but I'm not playing for you ever again. Right? Like, it's one of those type of deals. And hey, man, he took it pretty well, this Juan Soto kid. You never would have known, man. He won the home run derby. He was all smiles. You never would have known. And Paul Blackburn told the story himself. All-star pitcher Paul Blackburn was set to fly commercial from Houston, L.A. The Astros found out and offered him a ride on their charter. Blackburn says it shows within baseball it's a brotherhood. Everyone respects each other. I'm greatly appreciative of their organization. I tweeted about the Houston Astros on Sunday night during the draft. I said, what a great touch that they had the kids from Uvalde make their draft picks. And people talk about the Houston Astros and the so-called scandal and stuff. Yeah, whatever, dude. I'm a diehard Dodger fan. Who cares? Like, you lost to them, you lost to them, right? If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying, and whatever. Everybody cheats, so. So anyways, there were a couple of things. Altuve, whatever. But anyways, you know what I'm saying? So the Astros are known as sort of being this thing. That's why, and I know for a fact it upset their owner for real, all this. And I'll tell you a story. Like, the Houston Astros are nothing but class, and they've always been class. They said they don't have to fly the Oakland Athletic guy, right? I don't know if the Braves knew, and they left Juan Soto there. I could see the Braves doing that and saying, screw it, man. Like, why would we fly him there? Like, let the Nationals do it, right? But pretty glad that she goes to the Houston Astros and their class. Like I said, the Eovaldi was really nice. People didn't talk about it because people are jackasses and they only like negative things. But that was a great touch. I nearly teared up. And then you hear this story about the Athletics finding out about the Astros finding about Athletics pitcher flying commercial. And they said, no. We'll fly you on our charter. Class organization right there to do that, especially with a division rival. Big time stuff. Just suck it. Let them go. Like, if I'm Blackburn, same thing. Can I stay with Oakland, please? He did the interview. I'm greatly appreciative of the organization. In other words, can you please adopt me and can I leave the Oakland and stay with you guys? But I was good friends with the clubhouse attendants at the Montreal Expos. All right. And a couple of them went to Washington with Montreal after. I was the post-game show, so I clearly did not go to Washington, right? So I didn't go. I was there in the last season. I did not go with the team. I was not invited with the Washington Nationals. But I didn't, like, the Nationals were a new thing. So, like, baseball owned the Expos, and they didn't own the Nationals. So it's hard to believe, but I actually work for Major League Baseball. I work for a Major League Baseball-owned team. I didn't really wear whatever. It's complicated. But anyways, some people went with the Nationals. Some people didn't, okay? And some of the clubhouse guys did, but not all of them did. And, you know, if they wanted to, they could have, some of them. But anyway, so a couple of guys that I knew didn't want to go to Washington or didn't get invited, etc. So they got picked up by the Houston Astros. Which is, you know what I mean? Like, if you're a good clubhouse guy, you're going to, you know, it's sort of like you've been around, right? You don't have to be from the city to get the job type thing, especially if you've got a lot of experience. So this guy, one of the guys I knew, he had a lot of experience, like 8 years in Major League Baseball handling baseball players' needs, you know what I'm saying? So he got the job with Houston, and he shows up, and he told me, he goes, man, they paid me like five times what I made with the Expos. He was number one. I got paid five times what I made with the Expos. Like, right away, he goes, it was crazy. He goes, I never imagined. He goes, they paid for my apartment and, like, his beautiful place in downtown Houston. Like, he goes, it's unbelievable, these guys. It's like winning the lottery working for them. So he moves to Houston, and he's in the clubhouse. So his first couple of times, he's in the clubhouse and stuff. It was the spring training facility. And he asked, like, the boss, the head guy type thing. He goes, listen, where do I lock all this stuff up? Like, he's got, like, all the bats and bags and all this stuff. And he goes, where do I lock this stuff up? He goes, I don't see any, like, lockers or storage, like, with locks or what's going on. Like, where do I lock this? And Buddy told him, we don't have locks here. He said, look around. Sort of, it's a weird thing. He goes, look around, you'll notice. He goes, we don't have locks and lockers. And he said, all right. He goes, if we're worried about people stealing things in here, we've hired the wrong people. Pretty crazy. So, and he was like, oh, wow, really? Huh? So it's like, you know, Montreal was like, lock, you know, nail it, lock it down, put it in a vault. You know what I mean? Someone will steal it. So he was like, wow, really? So get this. So when the Houston Astros, they didn't win the World Series. They won the World Series, and, you know, this is like earlier years with Caminiti and Bagwell and those guys. So Caminiti's a great guy. Ken Caminiti, former Friar, too. Great guy. Ken Caminiti, one of my favorites of all time. So may he rest in peace. So, the Houston Astros, when I went to the playoffs, they made it to the World Series. I think they lost in the World Series. But anyways, they all made like $218,000 each or something for the playoff run, like the playoff bonus. The Astro players gave everybody in the organization the money. They split it up and they gave it to the secretaries, the season ticket people on the phone, basically like the clubhouse guy. The guy I knew, he got like a $118,000 check from the players. They said, thanks for your work this year, man. Dude, not every franchise does that, trust me. That's like the Washington Nationals. That's Juan Soto. The guy's flying commercial. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You think I'm dead, but I'm not.
Like an anger management class.
Risen from the ashes.
All right, well, I double-clicked on a TBT game I lost. I lost the All-Star game with the National League. I did hit the under 7.5, but it was a night at the office to forget as far as betting is concerned. Oh, yeah, and Tijuana did not come back and win. What do we got in the morning? We got Chicago Sky basketball and the Seattle Storm in the afternoon. Actually, there's a bunch of UEFA Champions League qualifying soccer here tomorrow. You got any picks, Matthias, here? Maccabi Haifa versus Olympiakos, Dynamo Kiev, Fenerbahce. This is some hardcore stuff.
Any single time I try to jump into that stuff right now, I lose. Soccer's a killer when I don't know exactly what I'm confident in.
Maccabi Haifa, the Israeli team against Olympiakos, the Greeks.
In Greece, the Olympiakos in Greece. I've actually been to that stadium, so you know what? Just because of that, I'll roll with the Greeks, Olympiakos.
It's in Israel.
Oh, so plus money.
Yeah, it's in Israel. I think a draw. A draw plus 200. Dynamo Kiev. They're going to Russia, huh? Fenerbahce. I thought they were banned. Are they actually playing? No, it's worse. It's Dynamo Kiev. That's Ukraine. So where the hell are they playing there? Where the hell is that game? They're not playing in Kiev.
If we got anything great, we got some overnight tennis, Gabe. Some good overnight tennis.
Oh, yeah, what, in Germany? The early morning stuff, the Germans. Yeah. What do you got?
Hamburg.
What do you got?
I got Greeks.
You got a winner? Is he going to win? They don't give us something's going to lose here, bro. You got a winner?
I got Greeks Poor and I got Corina Busta. Absolutely.
Who? Busta?
Pablo Corina Busta.
What are the odds? You got the. We're out of time for some of the odds. Look, I'm looking here. We got table tennis here. Here's tennis. The late night anger management class. Follow us on Twitter at SportsRage. Busta! Other night, you're on your own later.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.